The word today is gluttony. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Many of us struggle with food, either having too little or indulging in too much. Sincere Christians give money to provide food and shelter for those who are without. They pray to the Lord to preserve those in need. For those of us with plenty, we struggle with contentment, and we must fight against the sin of indulging in a manner that harms us physically and spiritually. Here with more on this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Gluttony.
There is a sin that is not discussed too much in the Christian church, at least not in the Western world, and that is the sin of gluttony, excess, overdoing it in terms of food. There is prohibition against drunkenness and against overdoing it in terms of the chemicals we put in our body. We are not to be taking recreational drugs or drinking too much wine, alcohol. But there's not that much said about excessive eating. I was a fat child. I was heavy. And I was ashamed of my weight. I was mocked quite a bit, ridiculed for my weight. And so I can sympathize with these children that are made fun of by others. I'm glad that I didn't grow up in the era of smartphones and social media, because it probably would have been very difficult on my psyche, on my mind. I remember the names that kids called me, and that's already 50 years ago. So I really have sympathy for these children that are overweight. But there is a real problem happening in the Western world. Obesity has been called an epidemic in the West since about the year 2000. And according to some statistics that I found, 30% of people in the West are overweight and 17% are obese. 4.5 million children are severely obese. That means tens of millions of people are struggling with weight because of their lifestyle. It's really sad to see so much excess that is being done. The Lord has provided so much for us, and yet we're not handling it very well. We're continuing to stuff our bodies in a very inappropriate fashion. I admit that I still struggle with my weight. I'm probably 20 or 30 pounds overweight, and I fight this continually. We have this tendency in our sinfulness to overdo things, to take the image of God and the desire of the eyes and the heart and to turn it into something wretched, something excessive. I'm reminded of Sodom and Gomorrah, the towns of the plain that were killed, destroyed by the Lord for two primary sins. And one of them was homosexuality. And the other one many people forget about, and that was gluttony, wretched excess. And we need to talk about this. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 and following, Paul says, "Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern that we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. The world tends to glorify excess. Abundance, you would think, would make us content. But in our sinfulness, often, as it tests us to see if we will be content, we fail. We tend to want more and more, even when it is harming us, even when it is harming our bodies. If it's good to have a little bit, we keep thinking it's better to have more and more. And yet that's not true. Excess can kill. Excess alcohol can kill. Even excessive water. There's incidents where individuals have tried to drink so much water that it becomes toxic and it actually kills the individual. Excessive speed can kill us in a vehicle. Excessive exposure to the sun is not good for us. And so why would we think that excessive eating would be good for us? It's not. I look at Philippians 3, verse 19, and I do not want this to be true in my life, that my God is my stomach. I want the Lord Jesus to be my Savior, my God. I don't want to be serving my fleshly, worldly impulses. And this is the struggle that many of us have. And I understand that struggle, this impulse to eat what tastes good and sweet and satisfies us. And it's such a difficult struggle. I go between periods of fasting and denying myself to periods of excess where I'm not disciplined, and it's very difficult. The cultural lie that has been told to us is that we can do what we want with our body. But we need to keep in mind something that's said in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Now, the context of that originally was in regards to sexuality, that we do not consort with prostitutes, that we honor the marriage bed, as it said in the book of Hebrews. But also what we do when we eat, how we keep our health, because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, as it is described in the Bible. And what we do is to be dedicated to God's glory. We are not to be a trash can where we put all kinds of junk inside of us. Repentance, then, would mean that we will clean house, that we will get rid of these bad habits of the things that we're eating. And there is some pain involved in that. There can be some hunger in the stomach. There can be a little bit of a light headache if you try to fast. I encourage always that you do this in a healthy fashion, that if an individual has diabetes or other health concerns, that you talk with a doctor about this. You don't want to go hardcore and harm yourself in the process by going to the other extreme. Repentance is a process whereby we change. It's not this radical self-harm that is intended by God. But we do want to change. And, you know, I think about how I'm a little overweight and need to change my habit when I feel pain. If I feel pain in my back from, like, the stress on my body, my bones were not designed to hold that extra weight. And pain is a reminder that it's time to change, that it's time to do things differently. That's repentance. You know, if you feel spiritual stress and pain associated in your spirit with depression or with worthlessness, this also is a signal to come closer to God or to get some mental health help. We all have to struggle with certain things with our body, and it can be a real war with the waistline because scientists are actually working to try to entice us to eat things that are not good for us. It's literally like a chemical warfare that they spray the food with tasty little things that will tantalize our taste buds. There's processed foods that man has made, and we keep hearing the message over and over and over again how good it is, how healthy it is, how much we want it. And the answer is, it's not that good for us, especially when we overeat. We need to trust God that He's going to provide for us. And one of the things I think that played in my mind when I was eating so much as a child is, I wasn't trusting that there'll be more later, that God will provide for us, and that what God gives us is better for us. It's a more blessed way to live, to trust that the things that are natural that God actually gives, the fruits and vegetables and a certain amount of meat, is good for us and that He will bless us through this. You know, the inability to eat healthy can affect our moods, our mind, and 15% of adults in the Western world suffer depression. I can't help but think that some of that is associated with the habits that we have. It affects our sleeping patterns. I ask that you would consider about what you're doing. Are you fighting the good fight of faith when it comes to your body? Are you treating your body as the temple of the Holy Spirit? Try to use your body as a means to glorify God and take encouragement. If you've struggled with this, I encourage you, continue to work on it. Continue to take encouragement to do what is right. And I pray that you will become healthier so that you can serve God, so that your body can glorify God. I'm in the fight with you. I'm struggling also with this in life, and I know it's a sin not to treat the body right. We live in forgiveness, but God's Spirit can give us power and grace to continue the struggle, to eat what's good, to glorify God, to use our bodies to glorify our Savior Jesus Christ and to live for His glory.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.